You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Now, if you haven't had the opportunity to stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and talk with a battery specialist, you need to do that, because these guys are very knowledgeable about every kind of battery, hence the name Interstate Batteries. From your truck to your trail camera to your rangefinder, any battery that you need, these guys can help you find. Even if it's a specific, unique, one-off battery, these guys can help you find what you need. If you want to find out more information on Interstate Batteries, about their brand, about their history, about the company in general, and all the batteries they offer, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Welcome back to the Backcountry Rookies Podcast. I'm your host, Chad Riker, and Backcountry Rookies was designed to prepare, inspire, and educate hunters to head west for their backcountry big game hunt. Join us as we talk to some of the most experienced hunters in the West about their tips and tricks to help you along your journey to get out west for big game hunting. We also share some of our good, bad, and ugly experiences that we've had along the way. Kick back and enjoy the show. Well, here we are. We're already a few shows into 2021, and I can't help but sit and think, what's the year going to bring? Hopefully it's better than last year, right? I think we can only assume it's going to be better than last year. So I think about things a lot. Oftentimes when I'm out jogging or hiking or running or walking or doing whatever I do for a workout in the morning, I think a lot about backcountry rookies and hunting and draw odds and applications. And lately I've been looking back a lot, and I've been thinking about some of the challenges that I've had in hunting over these last few years. And I mean, trust me, I think about lots of other things besides hunting and challenges, but since you tuned into a hunting podcast, I assume you want to hear my thoughts on backcountry rookies or hunting and not all of the other random things bouncing around in my head. Trust me, there's a ton of them in there bouncing around. But anyway, so one thing I've been thinking a lot about lately is getting ready for 2021 hunting. And the other day I was out jogging or walking or running, whatever I was doing, but I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. That it's called the Trail Runner Nation, and it's obviously appropriately named. It's about trail running. And those guys do a show every now and then where they pick one word and they talk about how that one word applies to them, or it applies to, you know, to trail running or whatever it is. And I would like to apply that to the backcountry rookies and to apply it to hunting. And I thought that since it's January, the perfect word for this week's show is preparation. And that's what we're going to talk about, is preparation. So we're going to do a quick word from the sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to do a whole podcast on preparation. You get me this week. It's just me rambling on by myself. I don't have a guest. I think we're going to do a lot of these one-word sort of shows, and oftentimes I probably will have a guest that comes on, but like I said, I heard this podcast just a day or two ago, and it's something that I wanted to try, so I'm going to knock it out by myself. So here we go. Quick word from the sponsors. And then it's all about preparation. So get ready. All right. So the Backcountry Rookies is proudly brought to you by Go Hunt, Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting, and Vortex Optics. And as I talk about this show that's all about being prepared, I can't think of three companies that help you be more prepared than those three, right? You have Go Hunt, who right now, if you become an insider member, use the code ROOKIES, and you get access to some of the most important and most valuable information that you can get when it comes to drawing your hunts. I've been digging into Go Hunt now for weeks, just trying to get ready for this New Mexico draw. Here in the next week, I've got Brandon Evans from Go Hunt is coming on. We're going to do an updated draw odds podcast that's all about the draw odds. You also get those strategy articles and all of the articles that come with the Go Hunt Insider so that you can really be prepared, right? You can get yourself ready. You can hopefully draw those units that you want. So like I said, use the code Rookies, become an insider. And with that code Rookies, you get $50 in Go Hunt gear shop credit so that you can maybe prepare yourself with some additional gear. Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting, the absolute best elk hunting educational platform that's out there. I can't say enough about that. Use the code Rookies when you become a University of Elk Hunting member, and you will get all of the knowledge that you're going to need when it comes to elk hunting. And then, of course, Vortex Optics. Vortex has some of the best optics that are out there. Amazing, amazing optics. I just got home from an incredible Arizona hunt, and I was using the UHD 12x50s and was amazed. I think that they're great binos. I love them for the price that they're at. And then, of course, with Vortex, you always get that warranty. So if something happens, you can send them in, you can get them repaired, and get them right back to you as quick as possible. With all of that being said, that's our sponsors. Use the code Rookies on all of them. With Vortex, I failed to mention, if you use the code Rookies, you can save 20% off of the Vortex apparel, which is a really nice line of apparel that they're coming out with. And I expect to see some pretty cool stuff from them in the future throughout this year. So use the code Rookies, save 20% on apparel. Go Hunt, use the code Rookies, get $50 in store credit, and become an insider. And University of Elk Hunting, use the code Rookies, and you get $20 off of the membership. So there you go. Use the code Rookies across the board. Here we go. Let's get into this show about being prepared. Preparation. Gosh, there's so many different ways, places, I guess, that we could go with preparation, right? I mean, there's just so many things that, especially if you're a new hunter, there's so many things that need to be prepared and so many things that need to be ready. And I know when I was a new hunter my first year, I literally had nothing. I had no equipment. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have anything. And I think we're going to talk about this. This is part of it. Equipment is going to be part of today's show, because I really think there's places where you could sort of save your money and apply it. And I really think that there's oftentimes we get ahead of ourselves a little bit, and we put the cart before the horse, and we buy all of the cool guy gear that we hear about, because that's it, take it for what it's worth, right? But that's easy. It's easy to buy the gear that you think is going to make you successful and not put in the effort at some of the other things that need to be done to be successful. When equipment is very important, but I don't think all of that equipment should be on the top of your list. So we're going to get into that. But the first thing I want to talk about is being physically prepared. All that equipment stuff will come later. Sorry, I sort of got off on a tangent right off the get-go, but I do that a lot. Remember in the intro, I talked about having all those thoughts banging around. It happens. So right off the get-go, I want to talk about physical preparation. It's January, and the time to start physically preparing is last month, last week, yesterday, whenever, today, this morning, whatever it is, start now and start getting yourself physically prepared. And I'm not talking about paying a bunch of money for all of these pick your buzzword, tough program, fitness, whatever, because there's a bunch of them out there and they're very, very good fitness plans, and you certainly buy into them if you want to. But I think there's a lot of things that we can do at home to prepare ourselves. And there's two very, very different types of preparation that need to be done. And that's, if you're an Eastern guy that's never been in the mountains before, you have some different preparation to do. And if you're a guy that lives out west and you can play around in the mountains, then your physical preparation doesn't really need to be as extensive as the guy that's out east. So the biggest thing is to start now, get after it, start working out, start putting a pack on your back. It doesn't even have to be one of the fancy backcountry backpackers with the frame. If you don't have that yet, just put some sort of backpack on that has weight so that you can get used to carrying around some weight. And make sure you're out there walking. if you have access to a gym, I know with COVID-19 and all that stuff, a lot of gyms are doing crazy things. But it's do what you can, right? That's what I'm saying. Get it started now. If you're a runner, continue to run, but try to put some boots on your feet and try to get out and get your shoulders ready and your backpack, you know, get it on your back. So basically I have on my notes here, start moving, do some squats. Squats are very important because when you start trying to climb the mountains, it's just repetitive, very repetitive. Step after step after step is going to be uphill. Find some stairs if you can. Go to the local football stadium or basketball stadium or whatever you have access to if you can find some stairs. Maybe you work in an office building. I work in an office building with a few stories, and I can walk up and down the stairwell if I want to. So find ways. There's ways out there. But just try to start getting physically active. That's what it boils down to. There's a few other things too, like if you don't really have access to mountains, then one thing that I like to do is walk in the side ditch, if that makes any sense to you. But it's unlevel, and it's good for your ankles. It strengthens your ankles. And it really does help to kind of do that side hill type of motion with your feet and your ankles, and that'll help you a little bit too. So start physically preparing. I don't know what shape you're in. I don't know what condition you're in, but I can tell you every year personally, I come out of the holidays and I usually want to drop about 20 pounds throughout the course of the year before September comes around. And that's, I'm doing the same thing this year, right? The holidays were tough on this guy's waistline. So that's where I'm at. Get started. The next thing I have is mentally prepared. Maybe that's not the right word. I also have education written down. I think a lot of times, I mentioned it earlier, that we are more apt to purchase gear, right? All the cool guy stuff that we think we're going to need, when in reality, you could be buying some of these education programs that are out there, and you can really be learning. If it's elk that you're chasing, you can really be learning and understanding elk more so than you can be learning and understanding a base layer and a mid layer. Man, that's all really, really simple stuff, right? Like clothing and layering and stuff is not a complex thing. So you could be investing some money into these education programs. And again, much like the physical preparation, if you start that education now, you have a lot of time to be able to work through it and slowly work through it and understand it and practice it. Like, for example, University of Elk Hunting is one of our sponsors. And if you try to wait until August to go through that program, it's not going to be functional for you. You're not going to take everything away from it that you can. You're not going to have time to start practicing your calls and your calling techniques and all of that kind of stuff. So now is a really, really good time to start that education. Just look at it. Like I mentioned, University of Elk Hunting is one incredible program. If you go back about a month or so, I had Mark Livesey on, and he has the Treeline Academy, which is another really, really good training plan. And that's it's e-scouting. That's all it is, learning and understanding e-scouting. And Mark has an incredible course built for that. There's some other ones out there too. Our friends over at Elk Bros, check them out. They've got a really good course that's put together. And none of these are really over $100, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember what the cost of them. I know University of Elk Hunting is $100. And then if you use the code Rookies, of course, you get $20 off. And Mark Livesey's course is $120. And again, use the code Rookies and you get $20 off of that. So there you go. You're $180, half of a cost of a pair of boots, and you've got two of the best training academies out there for elk hunting, right? And if you do them now, you have 9 months-ish, 8 months, whatever, to work through the programs and to be more prepared. Here's a couple of other things, too, that I wrote down. You know, I don't know if people try to do these things or not. It's something that I have done in the past. If you live out east, or even if you live in the West, whatever, it doesn't matter where you live. But if you're not familiar with how game react to humans and how game, how they react, I guess that's the way to put it. Go out now and start looking for animals. Animals are in the woods, right? They're out there. They're not just in the woods from September through December. So go out and see if you can find animals. Look for animals and see how they react to humans. Try to play the wind. Try to get downwind from them. See how close that you can get to animals. Just because you're not carrying a bow doesn't mean that you can't, I'm doing air quotes here, but I'm saying hunt those animals. Take a camera with you, if anything, and try to take good pictures of those animals. But see if you can maneuver and see how well that you can approach those animals and get in close to them. Playing the wind is one of the most important things that you're going to find when you're out in the mountains. And it's just kind of understanding how those animals react as soon as they get a whiff of a person and how you, being the person, can avoid that situation. So now's the time. Every time that you're in the woods, go out and look around. See where they're at. And a lot of times you could be walking right on the trail and you will see animals just 100 yards away from you. So go mess around with them. See what you can do. I have on here, YouTube is your friend. And that is 100% right some of the time. You ever heard that old saying? 99% right 60% of the time or whatever. There's a lot of videos on YouTube that I think are fantastic. There's also some that I think are terrible. I wish that I had taken the time over the years to create a link, you know, just a list of some of the better YouTube videos that I've ever found as far as education goes. There's a lot of really good ones on there. There's some that are like Randy Newberg and Corey Jacobson. They both have really, really good YouTube channels. They're educational. Randy talks a lot about public lands and how to hunt on public land. And that's fantastic. Corey has really good educational calling videos. I think both of them have a gutless skinning method video that is, it's really good. That's another thing I've written down too, is learn the difference between gutting an animal or skinning an animal with the gutless method. If you want to mount that animal after you kill it, understand how much of the hide needs to go with it. There's a lot to learn there, and those are some very good videos. I think Corey, even on the Elk 101 store, I think you can pay like $5 and you can download a video to your phone. Download the file so that you always have it, even if you're out of cell phone signal range and you can't get to YouTube to watch a gutless method video, right? And you got your animal on the ground, maybe you're all by yourself and you've never skinned an animal out before, you can download it and put it on your phone. And I think that's pretty handy too, because it gives you a step-by-step method that you can use to kind of guide you through that process. Pretty cool video there. Anyway, YouTube is your friend. It's great. There's a lot of really cool inspirational videos out there, and seasons upon seasons of great hunters doing great things in the woods. But a lot of times, a lot of the struggle and a lot of the hard stuff that goes along with hunting is left out of those super cool videos. So see if you can find the ones that are educational. Those are the ones you're going to take the most out of versus, and I'm not going to name any hunting groups, videos or any of that stuff. But if you've watched any of those, you understand what I mean, that a lot of them are, you know, whatever, arrive at the trailhead and we walk into the woods and we shoot an elk and we pack it out all over the course of 30 minutes. And that isn't how it goes down. It's just not how it goes down. It takes days, and there's hardship, and there's cold weather, and there's rainy nights, and there's so many different things that play a role in that hunt that, you know, they're missing out on a lot of that stuff when it comes to some of those videos. So experience really is what you're going to learn from. And those, like I said, those are the ones you want to take stuff away from. So I could keep rambling on and on and on, but equipment, we'll get into equipment now. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you've heard me say many, many times, get your equipment out and try it out before you get to the trailhead. And if you, I personally, I've never done this, right? This is, well, I can't say I haven't done it while hunting. I spent a lot of time in the Army. I was a combat arms guy for many, many years. I used equipment. I've had equipment fail. I've had problems. I've had that mistake where I got a new piece of equipment and I didn't use it until the day that I needed it. And then, of course, it's always batteries are dead or something's not synced and it just doesn't function. So make sure you understand how to use your equipment before you get to the trailhead. Now is a really good time to start thinking about buying some of that equipment. Companies are releasing new stuff, so right now is a good time where you can kind of start seeing what's new to the market and what's coming out. If you don't want to buy what's new to the market, you want to use what's tried and true, then there's a whole bunch of really good videos and there's a bunch of good stuff out there. And any of our Backcountry Rookies team is willing to answer questions at any time on stuff that we've used. So, use your equipment from electronics to shelters, water filters, whatever it is, use it before you go out. It's super important to do that. Understand how it works. Make sure you didn't get a faulty piece of equipment. What if you buy a water bladder and a filter, and for whatever reason, the one that you bought is defective and it's got a hole in the bottom of it, or the seal isn't right around the drink tube, and you go to fill that thing up and all your water dumps out in the bottom of your pack, and that's the only resource, reservoir, or whatever, that's the only water source that you have for your hunt. Now you're losing a day of hunting because now you got to go to town and you got to find a new water bladder or some sort of new way to carry your water. It's just an example. So test it, test it, test it, test it. That's all I can say, and I'll say it over and over again. Layering systems. I have on here, layering systems are super important. There's so many different thoughts on camouflage and solids and just all of this. I know guys that won't go into the woods unless all their camouflage is matching, right? And I say that, and I laugh when I say it, and I laugh when I see it, and I've done it before too. But I personally have gotten to the point now over the years where everything I have that I wear, it's because I've tried it and it either failed and I got rid of it and I don't wear it anymore, or it's exactly what I want. And I have all of that dialed in through different seasons. I'm probably going to do some video stuff on that here in the near future. So you may see those coming out on our YouTube channel, just what I wear, right? What I have on. I'm not a big base layer guy, so I would rather wear a heavier pair of pants than I would wear a base layer with a light pair of pants over. That's just one thing that I've learned. Layering systems are absolutely important. And it's just important to dial that in before you get out there and before you go. Packs. I've worn a whole bunch of them, and it's something that I go through a lot of gear, right? And I'll say that up front, and I do that for a reason. I like to try new things so that I can try to talk educatedly. So I can try to talk about different products that I've used, what I liked about them. And a lot of times if there's a product that I like, I will try it and I might get rid of it and try something new, even if I do like it. And I do that just because I want to be able to talk about that product, talk effectively about that product, but I also want to be able to talk about other additional stuff too. Anyway, packs, I've tried a whole bunch of different ones out there. I'm going to be really honest with you. I see these debates on Facebook all the time. Oh, this pack is garbage versus this pack is garbage and this one is great. And oftentimes I think people will tell you how great the pack is that they have and they've never tried anything else. And that goes with lots and lots of different gear. So there's resources out there where you can find really good comparisons. There's a whole group of people that, you know, there's good ones out there. Facebook is generally not your number one go-to resource for expert advice, I guess. And I was trying to bring up, so we have some reviews on our website and a lot of different kinds of gear on there. Another really good resource is Backwoods Pursuit, my buddy Gabe over there. He does tons and tons of different comparisons from tents to sleeping bags and shelters. He's always comparing stuff so that you can kind of get an idea of what is useful and what's not useful. And Gabe's a really good resource for reviews. But anyway, PAX, out of all of them that I've tried, and I've tried almost all the big brands, most of them I was able to get to fit properly with a little bit of adjustment and kind of understanding how that pack is supposed to ride and it's supposed to fit. I've made them all be pretty comfortable. And so I'm not going to tell you to go buy one certain pack. I will just tell you that you're going to need a pack with a good frame in it that's capable of hauling a heavy load. And that's pretty much it. You want a good waist belt that can get really nice and tight on your hips, and then good shoulder straps, and carry a heavy load. And I think what you'll find is most of the pack companies that you're going to read about in backcountry hunting and stuff, they meet that requirement. They all kind of have the same thing. So it's really what you're looking for in a pack. What do I look for, I guess, is a good question. Just kind of, I don't like big pockets. I don't like straps all over the place. I just, it's almost confusing to me to have 10 different pockets and try to put something different in each pocket. And, you know, I think that I'm organized, and in reality, I put my pack on the ground because I'm looking for my headlamp. I can't remember what pocket I put my headlamp in, right? So then I go through four or five different pockets before I find my headlamp. So I just don't really like pockets. I don't really like taking a whole lot of stuff with me anyway. I've got a couple of pouches that have like emergency stuff in it, and then I have just the bare necessities usually when I'm going out: food, water, shelter, that kind of stuff, the important things. Boots and socks, that's what I have as my next point for equipment. Boots are very important. Again, I'm not going to tell you what kind of boot to buy, because literally every person's foot is different, and that is a wider topic than even talking about packs. And yet it's another one that you see every day on Facebook, and somebody will tell you, oh, buy this brand, because that's what they just bought or whatever. I always advise people to go to a store. I prefer to go to REI if I'm going to try on different kinds of boots. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, go to Go Hunt. Those guys have a fantastic selection of boots, and they're more than willing to help out, and they're going to get you into the boot that fits. I like to go into REI. I like to try on boots. I've bought boots at REI in the past. They have a good selection. One great thing about REI is that if they don't fit, it doesn't matter what condition they're in. They may give you some shit if you take them back and there's no sole left on them, right? Because you've got 800 miles on them. But REI has, and you can double check this, but a year or two ago, they have a 12-month return policy regardless of the condition when you bring them back. A lot of companies will tell you, hey, we have a 6-month return policy, but they have to be in like new condition or something, you know? So basically all you can do is put your backpack on and go up and down your steps in your house a few times. And then if you don't like them at that point, you have to return them. And that's really not the way to test out a pair of boots. You need to get out and you need to try them out. And REI does have that kind of return policy, so it's something to look into. A lot of hunters don't like REI because they say they're anti-hunting and all this other stuff. Man, they got good gear. They got a good return policy, and they support outdoors. They may not support hunting. I don't know. They support conservation and the outdoors, though, so they're halfway there, I guess. Food, trust me, when it comes to food, you want to know how your body reacts to those backcountry freeze-dried foods, right? It's you really want to know this. And I did this the first year that I was going out, about 4 or 5 months before I went out hunting. I bought a big bucket. Mountain House makes a bucket of food, and you can buy it, right? And it's like 15 different freeze-dried meals or whatever. It's a variety pack, but it comes in a big bucket. And I tried all of those flavors. I tried everything that they had, those different meals that they had. And I can tell you this for certain. If I don't do well with spaghetti and I don't do well with the lasagna, neither one of those. And you might, but I'm just telling you that in testing those foods early, I knew that if I had those in my pack when I went out hunting, I was going to face some problems while I was in the woods. And I didn't want to face those problems. That wasn't a situation I wanted to be in. So in a controlled environment of my home, I was able to try some of the foods and understand what my body liked and what my body didn't like. And that's with Mountain House. And a lot of times you hear people say, oh, they're way too loaded with sodium and all this other stuff. And yes, they are. There's other brands if you want, I guess, cleaner. I really don't know. I haven't looked at the ingredients that much, but there's other brands out there. Peak Refuel, Off Grid. One of my personal favorites is Pinnacle Foods, Pinnacle Food Company. They're making they're new to the market this year or last year, 2020. They're making some killer meals, man. And that's what's going to be with me this year. And if you don't, maybe you don't need freeze-dried foods, right? Maybe it's not something that you need, depending on the way that you are going to camp. And that's another thing that you want to think about in preparing is what type of camp are you going to do? What type of hunt are you going to do? Because maybe you're going to throw up a big wall canvas tent and you're going to have a kitchen and you're going to have trucks parked all over the place and you're going to be able to cook out at night. We did that a couple of years ago, and it was an awesome hunt. We had a blast. Me, Jordan, Ryan, Jeremy. I mean, we had a whole crew of dudes out there, and we just had a great time, and we ate good food every night. Jordan was cooking up fresh fried grouse, and, man, we had some good food. We didn't need a whole bunch of freeze-dried Pinnacle Foods or Mountain House or Peak or whatever it is. We didn't need that kind of stuff because we weren't hunting that way. I just did a turkey hunt in November here in New Mexico, and same deal. I didn't really need food because I truck camped, and I had a really nice campfire, nice tent set up. You know, everything was good to go. I had a two-burner stove, making my own coffee every morning. I had bacon and eggs for breakfast before I would go out hunting. I actually probably ate way more calories than I would normally. Just because I was eating good. I had hamburgers and hot dogs at nighttime, and I was camping. So that's a way to think about it too, you know. So if you're prepping your food and now you're spending a whole bunch of money, and but you're spending all this money on backcountry food, but in reality you're not even planning on hunting that way, you kind of need to figure that out. Okay. Anyway, that's enough about food. Actually, one more thing I will say, I've done a few podcasts in the past with Kyle Camp, Valley to Peak Nutrition, and Kyle's been on tons of different shows. He's been on the Hunt Backcountry show. He's been on my buddy Publicly Challenged, Lucas Oswald. I think he's been on Johnny Mac's show, Soulful Hunter podcast. I mean, he's been on a whole bunch of them, right? Rich Outdoors, all of that kind of stuff. And he's always loaded with info about how to fuel your body for the backcountry hunt. And he's just an excellent resource. So go back and if you want, do a search. If you've never listened to our show before, go back and do a search for Backcountry Rookies, Kyle Camp, KAMP. Or just look him up on Instagram. And I think he still does his frequently asked question Fridays where you can ask him anything you want. And he is really, really good to respond to all of those questions. So anyway, that's food. Just really consider how you're going to hunt. I think that's it. You know, right now, if you're kind of looking at, I mean, right now you probably shouldn't even be planning about food really. Anyway, you haven't even put in for a draw tag. You don't even know what type of hunt you're going to have. So I would be focused a little bit more on that education and that physical preparation at this point and maybe starting to collect some gear. We'll think about food after we know what kind of hunt we're going to do and how we're going to camp and all that stuff. The last thing I have on here is practice. That goes for everything. That goes for, I mean, I think if you're being physically prepared, I think you're practicing, right? You're getting used to what you're doing physically, mentally you're practicing because you're working on all that education. But what I really mean by that is get your bow out or your rifle or your muzzle loader, whatever it is, dart gun, I don't know, man, whatever you're hunting with. But start shooting it now and start doing it all now so that it's second nature when the time comes and when it's time for you to go hunting. And you might think, oh, geez, man, it's January. Why would I be shooting now? Well, why wouldn't you be? Why not, man? Like shooting your bow is, to me, it's relaxing and it's therapeutic. And it's fun to go out and shoot. And now it is January, and I'm not going to tell you that I go out and shoot every day like I would in August. But if I can get 2 or 3 days a week where I go out and shoot 20 or 30 arrows, it's awesome. I love it, man. It gets me ready. I just feel more comfortable every time I pick up the bow. My draw cycle is a lot smoother. Everything is just better when I maintain, right? And that goes with that physical preparation as well. You're maintaining it. You're not last minute trying to get ready. So practice with your gear too. Practice putting up your tent, right? If you're taking a tarp out with you and you need trekking poles to stabilize the tarp, and you got to tie it off, right? You got to practice doing knots and you got to do all these crazy things. That's all practice, man. And your neighbors might think you're crazy. Who knows? When I lived in San Antonio, I lived in a housing addition and I'd put my tent up and sleep in the backyard at nighttime sometimes. You know, and I know my neighbors are probably thinking, what's this grown man doing sleeping in the backyard, camping out, right? So, but it's just one of those things that I like to do so that I know if I got to get to my campsite and I get there and it's dark, I'm not fumbling around in the dark trying to put something up. It just becomes second nature because I've done it a few times. Take your family camping. Do whatever you got to do, man. Just get outside. So I think that's all I got for preparation. I'm sure there's a million other things that you could be prepared for. But really, if you start thinking about it now, if you start going through some of those trainings that I talked about, University of Elk Hunting is a great resource. Corey Jacobson, literally, there's whatever, 19 modules or 16 modules and 60 chapters or something like that. And he goes through step by step, even like how to pack your backpack, right? How to put things in there so that the load is more stabilized and the load is more balanced. And he talks about how to pack an animal out of the woods and e-scouting and just all of these things. So that is an excellent course to be involved in right now and to start taking it. With all of that, I'm sure there's going to be other stuff that I missed. Shoot me a DM or something on Instagram. Let me know what I missed. I mean, this probably could have been a 3 or 4 hour podcast if I would have hit everything that I have thought about over the last couple of weeks. But those are the big ones I wanted to touch on. It was physically, mentally, gear, equipment, food, practice. Now's a really good time to start thinking about your draw also. So get into Go Hunt. If you're not a Go Hunt insider, join up. Go Hunt is going to explode this year. They got so much great stuff going on. I highly encourage people to become an insider. Use the code ROOKIES and you get $50 in Go Hunt gear shop money so you can actually buy some of this gear that we've been talking about. $50. I mean, obviously it doesn't go a long way when it comes to if you have zero gear and you're trying to get gear, but it does go to something, right? It helps get something that you need. I think that's one thing I'll circle back to is with that gear, just trust me when I say that you don't need all the latest and the greatest stuff. There's used stuff out there. A lot of times you can get on like, there's so many different pages. The Stone Glacier Mob is a Facebook page, and sometimes you'll see stuff for sale there. Kafaru Insiders, Rock Slide. There's just always, there's a lot of different resources out where you can find used gear at discounted prices. And just because it's used doesn't mean that it's no good. It's probably somebody like myself who bought it to try it and something just didn't work for me, right? Like There's a lot of different clothing systems out there that I've tried that I've realized over the years that they just don't fit me right. I'm a weird shaped dude and things don't fit me right all the time. Or maybe they just want to upgrade. Maybe they're one of those lucky guys that gets to get a new bow every year, so they sell the old bow. And now this year, instead of having a new Matthews V3, you get a VXR or something like that that was last year's model, and you're getting a smoking deal on it because it's 1 year old. Check that stuff out. So if you don't have a lot of gear, look at used. Reach out. We have a lot of resources. Military, if you're military, there's a ton of resources out there where you can shave a few bucks off of some gear. Just reach out to us, man. We've been doing it for a little while. I mean, there's guys out there that have certainly done it a whole lot longer than we have, but we are a resource. So we're happy to answer any questions that you might have. And I think with all of that, I will say check out our Instagram page, Backcountry Rookies. We have a YouTube page that we're going to be working on a little bit this year. We got some videos and stuff that we want to add. We don't do those epic films, you know, with the theatrical music and all the stuff in the background. The type, we'll do gear reviews, and this is why we like it. And we have a few videos up that we call Backcountry Cribs, and that's a way that we kind of show our different sleeping setups and things that we use in the backcountry. Pretty fun to do those. It's just different setups, man. It might give people ideas on how they can establish and set up their camp and things like that. So check out YouTube. We're on Facebook, of course, Backcountry Rookies. If anybody still uses Facebook, we have our own private group on Facebook. It's called Backcountry Rookies Nation. And there's 4,500-ish people in there. And what's great about that is we have moderators, and we clean that site daily, really. Fairly often we try to, it's a private group, so you have to request access to it. Not that we really try to exclude people, but a lot of times you'll get just dirtbags that try to come in that don't even know what hunting is, but they just see some sort of group and they want to come in and be a part of it. And we don't allow that, actually. You're not allowed to sell anything in there. There's no real advertising. My buddy Gabe, who has the Backwoods Pursuit we talked about earlier, he posts a lot of his gear reviews in there. And it's just really good conversation format, right? People can go in there to the Backcountry Rookies Nation, ask a question. There's no bias to it. People are going to answer your question. Nobody's going to call you an idiot or call you stupid or whatever. Everybody was a rookie at one point in time, and we all understand that. And everybody still learns together. So we try to keep that mentality, and we want everybody to be happy in there and be able to get their questions answered. So check that out. And with that, I will stop jabbering on. Don't forget, Go Hunt Insider, $50 in store credit with the code Rookies. University of Elk Hunting, $20 off with the code Rookies. And Vortex Optics, check out their apparel line. You save 20% with the code Rookies at Vortex Optics on their apparel, not their optics, but they're coming out with a lot of really cool new apparel, and it's pretty good stuff. There you go, more layering systems, and that's a way to save money. So I think I'm out of here. I appreciate everybody's time. Preparation, that is the word of the month. Let me know how you like this podcast. Let me know what you thought about it, because this is something that we're going to do more in the future. If you like it, we have several other words that we want to build off of. I have a list of words that we can talk about, and dedication, perseverance, resilience, logistics. These are all things that kind of bounce around in my head, and how we can be better at them. How we can share that, how we can help you guys and understand it. So I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Until next time.